Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 60. 60. That's quite a mature number for a podcast, don't you think? 60. Practically a senior citizen of a podcast. It is Thursday, October 20th, a beautiful fall day. It's actually the evening. The sun has set. I have to say, I'm looking a little bit forward to, I can't even remember if it's daylight savings time or back to normal time, wherever it gets to in the fall where you fall back and then you wake up and it's not pitch black. Looking forward to that time because it's a little dark in the morning, but otherwise the days have been beautiful, very nice. Okay. I've got a lot about pinwheels, got a lot about a lot. If I sound stuffy, it's because I have a cold, but it's not a bad cold. You will hear a lot about cold ease in this podcast today, in the Quilt Diaries. That's all I got to say to you. If you find yourself catching a cold, take a little zinc. I got to tell you, it's been a miracle. So I still sound like I've got a cold, and I've definitely got a cold in my nose, but I've had it for several days. It's not gotten any worse. Beauty. All right. I want to say thank you to everyone who commented this week. I think my kind of moaning and, oh, poor pitiful me's of last week got some long-time listeners, first-time commenters out, which I just thought was so sweet. Thank you. You know, by the way, if you want to contact me, there's several ways to do so. You can email me at F, as in Francis, Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, F Dowell, at mindspring.com. You can go over to my WordPress site. This is where the pictures of the pinwheels will be this week. It's just such a shame that I'm such a lousy photographer. The pinwheels are very cute. You will also find a picture of my Lemoyne star. Yep, finished it. Yay. It is not quite perfect. Not even really close to perfect. But it's done. At least this version is done. I consider this a draft. I still have some things to learn about doing Y-seams, but I feel good that I got this finished and am ready to move on with my sampler quilt. So if you go over to the WordPress site, that is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And you can leave a comment there and look at pictures, or you can just go over to the Podbean site, and that is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. I want to thank everybody again who took time to comment over at Podbean. I heard from Sherry D. I mentioned last week that Sherry D had emailed me and told me, I can't remember now if she emailed or just left a comment, but said that she had lost a lot of weight exercising. So I asked her what she had done, if she had a particular plan, and she wrote back and said her plan was the D&E plan, the diet and exercise. So she has been watching what she eats and exercising a whole lot. And I say, Sherry, you go, girl. You go. So heard from Sherry again saying she didn't mind me sharing that tale of success with all of you. We should all be inspired. Also heard from Tammy in Denver. I heard from several people who agreed with me. A little time alone in the house can be a good thing. And it doesn't mean we don't adore our families. We do, but need a little time. So Tammy concurred, need a little time. And heard from Maddie, who did not mind my rambling at all, said that she loved the podcast. Thank you, Maddie. I don't know if I've heard from you before, and it was so good to hear from you this time. So come back. Tell me more. Heard from Lynn, also one of those, one of us, who needs a little alone time. Yeah, we just do. It's just how we are. So thank you for coming over and commenting on the Podbean site. Now let me tell you who I heard from on the WordPress site. Over at WordPress, I heard from Kelly the Fifth, who, by the way, very kindly and quickly identified, no, she did not identify, Mr. Kelly the Fifth identified my bird picture from last week as a northern flicker. A couple other people around here that I showed the picture to also identified it as a flicker, so thank you for clearing that up, Kelly the Fifth. I mentioned last time that Kelly had been writing about a seminar she'd been to, and I thought it was called Threads, Empty Spools, I think is what I was trying to talk about. As I was recording last week, I'm like, it's Threads, but it's not No Threads. That would not make sense for a quilting seminar retreat kind of thing, but Empty Spools does. If you quilt a lot, you empty some spools. That's starting to sound scatological. I'm going to stop saying empty spools. Heard from Pam, confirming Northern Flicker. Thank you. Heard from Kristen, also a Parenthood fan. Kristen and I have, I think, identical TV watching taste. We ought to start talking about movies. In fact, Kristen, tell me what movies you're watching because we so much love the same TV. Heard from Sue, confirming, yes, right, that my mom is right about the Berkeley, Barclay Square. There's a song from the 40s, she says, a nightingale sang in Barclay Square. So confirmation that, yes, my mom is always right. And heard again from Kelly the Fifth, obsessed with the Flickr photograph. But she says that my picture precipitated a serious birdie debate amongst the birdie freaks in her family. I think there are a lot of them, okay? I think there's something going on in California in the water when it comes to birds. But anyway, I enjoyed all of this, and everyone is now putting away their iBird apps, according to Kelly the Fifth. Also heard from Susan, I believe the history quilter, because she talks about playing soccer, which I know Susan the history quilter does, and I'm finally caught up with Susan's podcast. Yay, so fun, except Susan, the food. It makes me very hungry when you talk about what you're cooking. It makes me want to eat, and I'm trying not to eat, so maybe you could just talk about like icky food or bad food you've made or something. Stop talking about the good food. Oh my goodness. It sounds so good. And of course, she lives in California too. So more reports from the land of plenty where they have their gardens year round. Totally unfair. Heard from Lori, a first-time commenter. Thank you so much, Lori, for coming and commenting and making me feel loved. I appreciate it. Heard from Jay, who was not pleased. See, Jay's tough. She is a stern taskmaster and was a little bit like, not that happy that we've seen some drop-off time in my sampler project, but Jay, I Facebooked her. Is that a verb? Are we verbing Facebook now? I Facebooked her and said, yes, I have finished. And so now she's happy with me again. And I heard from Robin. She came out of lurkdom for me. Thank you. And she says she listens to me while she's long-arming. I'm so impressed. I don't know. You know, as a machine quilter, I think anyone who can use a long arm and who does that, it's just exciting. So, Robin, thank you for taking the time to come out of lurkerdom and tell me hello. I appreciate that. And so I think that is it for comments. Thank you, everybody. You made me feel good. You made me feel loved by coming out and saying hello because you knew last week I kind of needed someone to come out and say hello. All right, then. We are heading into 35-minute territory here. This has been a long introduction. I didn't really mean to do a long introduction, but I just wanted to savor the comments. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to comment and comment again. Come again and comment because it's really fun to get comments. And do look at the pictures over on the WordPress site, and you can roll your eyes at what a bad photographer I am. We've already established that I'm really cruddy at taking photographs. But you'll get an idea of what I'm up to, which is a whole lot. Okay then, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Saturday, October 15th, about 5 o'clock. I'm in the house all by myself. The man did come back from camping. Came back wounded. He fell, but it's okay. Just cut his leg. I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. But in any event, he fell doing something he shouldn't have been doing. So we'll have to have a talk before the next time he goes out into the woods. But he's back, and he did all the laundry today. He's very sweet. He just took Jack to a birthday party over at Frankie's Play World. We're kind of heading out of birthday party territory with Jack, which is great. So this is sort of like, you know, like this year is his last year of trick-or-treating. He's in seventh grade. I went trick-or-treating in seventh grade. I don't recall dressing up, but I must have. But that was certainly my last year, and this will be Jack's last year. And this may be his last birthday party at Frankie's Play World, which is just insane. I refuse to go inside. But then he and the man are going to go, when it's over, out into a field with a telescope. And the man's new iPhone. He got the iPhone 4. Is that the new one? It's got a GPS thing for the stars. He showed it to me today inside the house, so it shows you like where the sun is and all the constellations that you can't see when the sun is up. Very exciting. So they're going to go out and do the really geeky boy thing with their telescope and their iPhone 4, and that's good. And Will, he should be home any minute, but he spent the afternoon at the Carolina football game, where Carolina got their butts pretty thoroughly kicked by Miami. Oh, well, he will have had fun anyway. He went with his best friend, Wen, whose family just happens to have season tickets. Yeah, so I went to Thimble Pleasures today. I got the binding fabric for Will's stormy weather quilt. It's very funky. What I had hoped for and Will kind of wanted was a navy blue with small white stars. There's some of that fabric in the quilt itself, and I like it. We both really like stars a lot, but they didn't have it. So, and I looked around, and there was a woman helping me. Very nice. I got a lot of really nice help today at Thimble Pleasures. And we ended up deciding on this. It's a batik, but it's kind of striped. So it's blue. It's sort of a medium blue with stripes of midnight blue. So, and, you know, Will kind of likes funky stuff. So he'll like this. I had to buy kind of extra because the stripe is running horizontally, I guess, if I cut it the normal way that you would cut it. So I had to get extra so that I could have longer strips. Does that make sense? No, I can't describe things. Anyway, it's very pretty, and you'll see it when I finish binding Will's quilt, which I hope I'll do. I've just cut out the strips, and so I'm about to sew the binding and do the binding. And hopefully we'll start sewing on it tonight, so I could probably have it finished in a couple days. I really enjoy sewing on the binding. So got that. Beautiful fat. It's really beautiful. And then I got the batiks for my editor. Her name is Caitlin. For Caitlin's quilt, if you'll recall, I am going to do a pinwheel quilt. You know, so something very simple, but using batiks in ocean blues and greens, because it just makes me think of Caitlin and sort of the color she likes. Now here, it was interesting. Fortunately, there was one of the women who works at the store was there in the batik section, and she was pulling fabrics for something. I actually don't know what she was pulling fabrics for. So first she asked me if I needed help, and I said no. And then I realized as I was pulling fabrics, and they're just beautiful, beautiful batiks and beautiful blues and beautiful greens. I was so right in my kind of thinking on that. But they were all very much a medium value. And I also wanted to pull in a few other colors, and I just kind of got overwhelmed. So I said, can you help me? And she did, and she did a great job. And I think the thing about batiks is, at least the batiks in Thimble Pleasures, and she was saying that there was a new order coming in, and she was looking forward to it because she felt that the store's batiks, and it's a fairly large section of batiks, but she said she felt it was a little, well, one, it was all medium valued, which, I mean, it's not all, but there were a lot of medium value. She thought it was a little blah. But we found some really nice colors, blues and greens, and then threw in a really pretty kind of salmon batik, and one that's more of a pink and violet kind of batik. So it's really, I will attempt to take a picture of the fabrics before I start cutting into them. And I'll post on the blog, but really, really pretty. I'm excited to see how this is going to come out. And when I was thinking about background fabric, I just kind of thought doing white. And I really kind of regret, I don't know this woman's name, because she was very cool, and I like her, and she was wearing cowboy boots, which is always a plus in my book. But she said, you know, don't do just white. She suggested a very, very light blue, if we could find a very, very light blue batik. But we couldn't find one light enough. And so we went and looked at white-on-white fabrics. And what we ended up with, and I actually found this, I'm quite proud of myself, was a green-on-white. And I'm sitting here trying to find, I know it's a Moda, and I've got a lot of it, and now I'm trying to find the selvage. So I can tell you, oh, selvage, where are you? Good grief, where is it? If I can find, well, I can't find the selvage, but if I could find the name of the fabric, it's a big, big honking piece of fabric. Okay, it's Moda. It's called Basic Gray / Fruitcake for Moda at modafabrics.com, pattern 30225. And it has three little bells, a white, a medium green, and a gold. So those are that's the colorway that's in here. So I guess it must be called fruitcake. But really what it is a grayish white and then very fine sprigs of green. And in fact, the woman who's helping me, I should give her name Marge. We'll call her Marge. said, you know, it kind of looks like seaweed. And you know what? It kind of does, but very fine. It really looks like if you had some kind of fir tree and you plucked off, just pinched off a bit. Oh, Will is back. Will is back. Well, that's mainly the thing I wanted to tell you, that I got these fabrics, and they're really gorgeous, and it was so fun, and I'm excited to be cutting, and I'm excited to be moving on, but I better go let Will in, or I guess I could just leave him out. No, I better go let him in. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Tuesday, October 18th. If I sound funny, I am fighting off a cold. Yes, that's right. I finally get back into a normal routine, which means automatically, there's no exception to this rule, that I get a cold. So it goes. It's like I've been holding the cold off. Actually, both boys were sick. Jack brought it home a week ago or so, and then, of course, Will got it. And amazingly, I did not get the fever, sore throat part of this, but got the cold. But I'm fighting it. My sister-in-law, Jessica, was raised by a homeopathic mother, and she swears by all this different stuff. And I don't know when it was. It must have been last year at Thanksgiving, but she told me about flu ease and cold ease, and these are homeopathic remedies you can get at the drugstore. And so I happened to have some cold ease on hand that I got last year when I was getting a cold. But the thing about cold ease, for the first 2 hours you start taking it, you have to take 2 tablets every 15 minutes. And that's, you know, can be beyond me. But I was writing this morning, so I found an online timer and I could do it because I was in the same place for 2 hours. And I don't know if it's helping or not. I went to Target. They didn't actually have it, but they had something similar. So now I've switched over to this. And we'll see. I'm fighting. These things, it's not supposed to make your cold go away, but to shorten the duration and ease the symptoms. I'll let you know how it works. Anyway, that's where I am. In that case, I actually feel fine. It's all in my nose. All in my nose, my eyes. I don't feel bad, so just sound funny, and I'm going to try not to sniff. Wanted to report, A, just did my first Y seam. It has taken me a while to figure this out. It is for the Lemoyne Star that I'm working on with Jay for my sampler quilt, and she sent me as a PDF a kind of a visual aid for putting together the Lemoyne Star, but I'm not wildly visual, so it's taken me a while to kind of suss out what they're actually trying to get me to do with this chart. It's not a chart. What would you call it? Visual aid works, I guess. But there's no words. There's no text. It's just showing you folds and where to sew your seams. And I'm getting it. But I finally got 2 diamonds sewn correctly to a triangle. And from here, I may just make it up. We'll see. But I really want to get this block together because I really like it. In other news, I've been meaning to share that, you know, last week I complained about my living room where I'm sitting now and how I really feel like I probably just need all new furniture. But what I did Friday, instead of getting all new furniture, I'm not getting all new furniture, not for a long, long time, till my children graduate from college, I went to Kohl's and bought pillows. And because I have been pondering color from a variety of different angles and platforms, I thought, well, you know what? Now, all the pillows that I had, very sort of worn out, spilled upon pillows on the couch, were burgundy. And I love burgundy, and it goes with the carpet, and it goes, it's not a carpet, it's a rug, but it goes with everything. So, but I thought, you know, but that's not the way you do color. I shouldn't just have all one color, and burgundy is dark, and my couch, which is a brown, dark brown leather couch, is dark. Like, we need some different values. That's right, girls. Different values. And some lighter values. So I got several gold pillows and then 2 pillows that have a leaf embroidery. It's fake embroidery. I don't know. Is there such a thing as fake embroidery? But sort of the background is kind of a cream color. And then there's just sort of abstract kind of leaves in different, in like green and burgundy and yellow. And then I had some maroon pillows that I could use that were still fluffy enough and had only been minimally smeared with syrup. Anyway, it looks fantastic. So I've got 6 pillows on the couch. Now, one thing I thought about is they're all roughly the same size. I should have gotten different sizes, and maybe, but there's a niceness to the uniformity of the sizes. But so I've got my burgundies and my gold. Is that calling them gold? I think gold pillows, and they're all very fluffy and nice, which is nice. So now the couch is much more comfortable. It wasn't uncomfortable, but now it feels lush. And then the leaf pillows. It looks nice, and they're all are colors, I mean, that I like, but again, I'm sort of like, oh, I like burgundy. I'm going to buy lots of burgundy. I'm like, no, you got to buy other stuff. And it has lightened up the room. It's lightened up the couch. It makes the couch look much nicer. So anyway, I learned that from quilting. You know, I did. I learned about values from quilting. So I applied my quilting knowledge to other real world situations, and voila, I'm halfway happy with my living room. Not all the way happy. It still needs work, and right now it doesn't help that the boxes from IKEA, I think I mentioned that the man went to IKEA, bless his heart, last week and got some stuff, and all the boxes are in the foyer, kind of rutting into the living room, and gosh knows how long they'll be there, but that's another story. Anyway, so got my Y seam done, got some pillows, and also working on some pinwheels with my batiks, and they're fabulous, very fun, using lots of starch, using lots of my faultless heavy starch. I think it makes a difference with the precision. So that's what I think I'm going to work on tonight, along with what I am sewing on the binding to Will's quilt. I thought I was like 3/4 done last night when I finished up my work, and then I'm really like maybe one third of the way done. I don't know where I got in my head that I was really close to done. I probably have at least 2 nights worth of sewing left. So we will see how that goes. I hope that this cold stays at a minimal stage so I can stay up and work on that. Wanted to also mention a new podcast, which you may have heard about, but if you haven't, I want you to check it out. It is The Quilting Pot with AJ. It's wonderful. I'm really enjoying you, AJ. If you're listening, keep going. You're just doing a great job, and she's got a great voice, and I really have enjoyed listening to her talk about her quilting and knitting projects. So, hey, a quilter and a knitter, there you go. We exist. We rule. We rock. All of that. So check out The Quilting Pot, and there's a couple other new ones that I have heard word of but have not listened to, so I'll come back with a report on those when I have one. And I think that's it for now. I'm going to go drink some hot tea. I'm not going to get a cold. I'm going to make pinwheels instead. How about that? All right. Talk to you later. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Thursday morning, about 9:30. Me and Trav are sitting on the couch. It's almost time to start writing, but I thought I'd check in very briefly. Beautiful, nippy day out here in Durham, North Carolina. Trav and I just got back from our walk, which was not the longest walk in the world because, well, my ears were cold, but it's nice. The fall has really kind of settled in, and it's beautiful, and for the next several days, it's going to be sunny and about 67 degrees, so that's very nice. And on Saturday, I'm going to walk in a 5K race, quote-unquote race, over in Chapel Hill. It's kind of a race for the cure type of walk. And that will be fun, and I think it's supposed to be 65 and sunny, so it will be beautiful and perfect. The main news I have to report since we last spoke is I have done a lot of pinwheels. So I do have this cold still, but I'm taking these cold ease. Now I'm on the lozenges, and I think they're mostly zinc. And while they've not eradicated the cold, they did not promise to eradicate the cold. Just the promises, symptoms milder, duration shorter. Well, I can't speak as to duration because I still have a cold, but I have to say the symptoms have been pretty mild. I'm just stuffed up, a little sleepy, not in a bad way that sometimes you get with a cold where you're knocked out. But yesterday I wrote for a couple hours, and then I was just like, I either need to get up and do stuff or go take a nap. So that's kind of where I'm at. So anyway, I got up and did stuff. I didn't feel like taking a nap. And what I did was I made pinwheels. And it's interesting. I've got a bunch up on my design wall now. And as I have mentioned, this quilt is an oceany quilt from my editor, Caitlin. And it's actually, well, a beach quilt. I've toyed with calling it beach towel. But somehow, I mean, one, I don't want anyone taking it to the beach. It's not a beach towel. But there's, you know, I don't think I'll call it beach towel, but in any event, the colors
So I bought all batiks. The darkest color is like a very dark blue-green with a little bit, you know, a little flux of other colors, like even a little purple in there. And then there are, if you hear my voice kind of moving away, it's because I'm looking over to the design wall. So you've got the blue-green and then a lighter blue-green and then a really light green. Also a little, with a touch of blue in it. But, and then up to a sandy, it's got some sort of sandy yellow with a little violet. And then up above that, a peachier batik. And on the very top, and this is how I have the colors arranged, which is why I'm describing them as if they were in a hierarchy, because they are, is a violet-pink batik. Now, yesterday, after I had, I haven't been making the pinwheels in any kind of organized fashion, because that would be so out of character for me. I just wanted to try different colors and see how they looked. And so I right now do not have an even number of pinwheels. When I first started putting them on the design wall, I was just trying to, you know, mix and match and put dark and light and various things. But I didn't find it satisfying. So I thought, you know, it might be interesting to make it like the ocean or the beach, where you have sort of the very dark blue of the bottom of the ocean. And the blues and greens of the water get lighter as the water gets closer to the light. And then there is, and if you, and then there's sort of the, that sandy yellow of the sand, right? With a little, you know, various other little colors mixed in. But let's just call it a sandy yellow with a little bit of violet for the sand. And then the peachy orange of, it could be a sunset or a sunrise. I'm thinking sunset because at the very top you have the violet, which is the sky darkening. So let's imagine a beach at sunset. So I don't know if ultimately that's how I will end up arranging these blocks, but I kind of like the idea. And I have to say right now with the gradation of from very dark to light and then a little darker again, I'm liking it so far. Whether ultimately that will be the arrangement, I don't know. But I like it a lot more than I was liking the mix and match. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But I have to say the pinwheels are nice. I'm feeling good about my precision. They're not every pinwheel is perfect. In fact, I would assume none of them are perfect. But for the most part, they are pretty dang uniform. So I'm pleased. I'm using starch, I think, as I've mentioned, and my true gripped rulers, and just trying to be careful. I've been watching some precision videos, so I feel like I'm trying to be as accurate as I can, and I feel it's working out. You know, I'm doing half square triangles, obviously, for pinwheels, and right now I'm just cutting triangles and then sewing them together, and but I thought, you know, if I get over to some place like Joann's or Thimble Pleasures, my mom, I think, has done some of those paper piecing half-square triangles where you buy strips of paper. And, you know, I could see trying that. Because I think the one problem doing it the way I'm doing it is you've got the bias issue. Where it's very possible to distort your triangles because you've cut on a bias. I believe, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I think that's right. I think that's why they stretch. And I have made half square triangles in the past where you just put the squares together, you sew them down the, you know, a diagonal line down the middle, perhaps even two diagonal lines, and then cut down the middle, and that gives you the half square triangles as well. I've not done that in a long time. I'm not always convinced of my ability to sew a straight diagonal line, but I might try some of that too because I've got a lot of triangles. But I really feel like, and I hesitate to say this because I will jinx myself, but this top is coming together really quickly. This isn't going to be a huge quilt. It's going to be a lap quilt. And I'm not putting any sashing between the squares. I think that was an issue in my head for a little bit, and I may have mentioned that previously, would I sash or not? But no, the sashing, I don't think, will work with my overall artistic scheme here of creating a beach of pinwheels. You know, I know when you go to the beach, you think pinwheels. Well, yes. So sashing would interrupt the flow of the pinwheels. So I'm just going to be sewing together a bunch of pinwheels and then do some kind of borders. I don't know if I'll do double borders or not, but, you know, ostensibly this top could be put together pretty quickly. We'll see. I'm having a lot of fun sewing and working on it, so that means I'm inspired. But, of course, whenever I say, well, I'll have this done by next Friday, then, you know, 3 years later, I'm like, it's done, yay. Have not been working on the binding on Will's quilt. I'm feeling a little guilty about that. But with the cold, when I sit for a long period of time, as I said, I just start feeling sleepy. But with any luck, I'm not even going to put a deadline on it. Soon, I will get it done, soon. I think that is it for today. We are heading up here on the 30-minute mark, and I still need to do an introduction. So that is where I am, pinwheels galore. I think that's what I might call this episode, pinwheels galore, and just a lot of happy sewing. I hope you get a lot of happy sewing done this weekend, and that you have a good weekend, and that it's a beautiful, you get the beautiful fall weather that we're getting here in North Carolina. It's so nice. You just feel better. And if you've got a cold, take your zinc lozenges. Man, they're really cool. Okay, that's it for now. I'll see you next week. P.S. Later on Thursday, I realize I've been saying cold ease all along for what I've been taking. And yes, I have been taking lozenges, which are called cold ease. And by the way, I found those at Target and also at our local grocery store, which is called Harris Teeter. But what I started out with was Cold Calm. And that is what my sister-in-law had gotten me turned on to, which I had gotten at the Walgreens. And I think they also carry at Target. And that was the tablets that you take. You start off by taking 2 every 15 minutes and on and on and on. But I wanted to be clear about that, especially because I feel like this stuff is really working. And the Cold Calm has, let's see, it's got all kinds of stuff in it, but I'm not seeing a lot of zinc. So the lozenges are zinc. I love zinc. I'm all about the zinc. By the way, I said at some point in the last diary entry that I was like headed on 30 minutes. What had happened is I had copied the day 2 quilt diary twice. You are so lucky I listened to this. And I usually do listen through at least once. But sometimes I don't, and you would have had to especially like you're driving and couldn't really fast forward or whatever, you would have had to listen to that twice. And, you know, it's interesting enough, but I'm not sure it's quite interesting enough to merit a second listen. So glad I caught that. But if you're looking and going, you know what, this isn't even close to 30 minutes, that's why. So just want to explain that. I like to explain myself. Okay, this is goodbye for real. Until next week. Bye.